So the question was asked, being that washing the hands was really instituted at a later date, does that mean that until that point people walked around with defiled hands? We have to understand on a few levels what this means. Firstly, you're assuming that the hands were defiled before the rabbi said you have to wash your hands. Maybe it worked the other way around. Maybe when the rabbi said you have to, then they became defiled.
Oh, okay.
Just a thought. Just because, you know, Ashkenazim hold you could eat fish with milk. Sephardim hold it's a danger to eat fish with milk.
So, do
we say that it's a problem or it's not a problem? We're all Jews. How come Ashkenazim can eat it and nothing bad happens? If Sephardi eats it, will something bad happen?
It's not something bad will happen. It's just a waste of money.
You could say that, okay. Or you could say not that way. I'm just saying we should be aware that there is another perspective on all of this. Okay, so we just have to be aware that there does exist another approach to all of this. Now, we'll begin with an introduction to washing hands, and then we'll work our way forward to understanding it, and then we'll work our way back to your question, okay?
Okay.
We wake up in the morning, how we wash our hands. Why do we wash our hands? Is it because during the night, everyone goes to sleep naked under the covers in the time of Chazal? So undoubtedly a person scratched himself and touched covered parts of his body and his hands are unclean, and now he's going to pray, so he should clean them for the prayer. Or is it because, like the Kohanim in the temple would sanctify their hands every morning, so too we, as we enter a new day in the service of Hashem, we sanctify our hands, we wash them. Two different understandings, Rashba and Rosh. And for one of those two reasons, we wash our hands with a blessing in the morning. Other than that, there's another Gemara that says that during the nighttime, when a person is sleeping, there is a Bat Melech, the spirit that insists on resting on one's hands till he washes his hands three times. Separate Gemara. Notice, one Gemara says you have to wash your hands for prayer and you make a blessing. So if the idea is you wash your hands because it's the morning, you're starting a new day in the service of Hashem like the Kohanim, you wash your hands, so then you would only have to make a blessing in the Shachris washing. If the reason is because you're purifying your hands for prayer, because your hands touched your covered body parts or whatever during the night, then technically when you wash your hands for each prayer, you know you're supposed to wash your hands before Mincha and Ma'ariv also, you would probably have to make a blessing. We don't go according to either opinion completely. We respect both. But being that they're only in agreement that you must wash your hands before the morning prayer with a blessing, we only make a blessing on the washing before the morning prayer. We should wash our hands before Mincha and Ma'ariv as well with a cup. But being that it's a machloket, whether the institution with the blessing was over the washing before prayer or over the washing that's the first washing in the morning, so we go with that opinion. We're more stringent. We don't make a blessing on any washing other than the first washing in the morning. Okay. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So then there's this external concept that while we sleep at night, there's this spirit that lands on the body, Bat Melech.
Right.
When we wake up, what?
You said external?
It's a separate Gemara. Totally different place. Totally different Gemara. That Gemara says, Bat Melechi. She is a daughter of a king, and she insists on three times, and if you don't wash three times, and we say you have to wash alternating hands, she don't leave. She stays on your nails. Separate Gemara. What happens if a guy wakes up in the morning? He wants to daven. He's out in a Machon Meir trip, and there's no water. He looks around, and all the guys say, no, my bottle of water I can't give you. I need it for the trip. He looks at his bottle and he kicked it over during the night. So his friend says, I'll give you water to drink, but I ain't giving you water to wash your hands. He says, but I got down in Shachris, what am I going to do? So they say, take some sand, rub your hands in the sand, clean your hands, So he says, gee, that's good, but what about the bad spirit, Bat Melech? She waits until I have water three times, right? That's what the Gemara says. So his friends look at him and say, you've got a problem.
I've never heard of this.
That's what the Gemara calls it.
But like, what is it? Is this some lady that lives in here or something?
I don't know.
The spirit of the lady, I mean, not like...
I don't know. So he would have to rub his hands, clean them. Now that they're clean, he can pray, but he hasn't fulfilled Netilas Yadayim. When he'll come to the next oasis and he'll wash his hands, then he'll say Al Netilas Yadayim, but preferably he'll do it near Mincha time, because then he's in fulfillment of both opinions, Rashba and Rash. He's doing it for the new day. He hasn't yet done it in honor of the new day. He's doing it for prayer. Okay? But you see that the spirit doesn't preclude davening. So first we have to understand that the reason we wash in the morning is not because of the spirit. That's an added reason. The main reason Chazal instituted was for prayer or for cleanliness for the new day. But it's not because of Bat Melech. It's also because of Bat Melech. Okay? Now step two.
Is it true that now since we're up past Chatzot that we're actually, if we go to sleep at some point and then wake up in the morning, we're not actually going to be watching for any spiritual impurity because it's already past Chatzot?
It says in Shulchan Aruch, אם היה נאור כל הלילה, he was up all night. יש לי ספק, אם צריך לטול ידיו שחריר. You have to wonder whether he has to wash his hands in the morning. להתפלל, להעביר רוחה, in order to pray and remove the bad spirit. וידלם בלא ברכה, and he should wash without a blessing. That's if he was up all night. I hope we're not going to be up all night, right? אם היה נאור כל הלילה, he was up all night. But if he slept part of the night, if he slept a serious sleeping, went into bed, that's enough. Okay?
Just half an hour, though, right?
What?
Just half an hour, correct?
It says a serious sleep on the bed.
Shnat
keva, al mitato. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Different than the horse breaths thing?
I guess it is, yeah, it seems that way. Okay. Back to our topic. So, where does this Netilas Yadayim start? So the Torah, when it describes Tumah, the Torah says, if a person touches something without washing their hands. So you say, wait a second. Biblically, it seems like a whole body, a whole person, is either tahor or tameh. Doesn't seem like you could be... like only your hands are tameh, where does this concept come from, right?
Did we discuss this?
Yes, we did. Good for you. We did discuss this. Correct, but Shmuel wasn't there.
Yeah.
My fault. No, it's not your fault. It was the advanced class. So, Chazal tell us that this pasuk is to be understood differently. The pasuk really means the whole body is tameh. Why did it call it the hands? That's an asmachta for washing your hands. So we have to have a long discussion about what asmachta is. But here we see that the Torah indicates to us that the concept of the hands separate from the body being impure is a Torah concept. It starts with the Torah. So did Moshe Rabbeinu wash his hands in the morning? Probably. Did the Jews who were learned wash their hands in the morning? Probably. Was there a rabbinic institution to wash your hands in the morning? No. Along came Shlomo and said, gee, most people are not being careful about washing their hands before they eat truma. And Shlomo said, at least the holy bread, they should wash their hands before they touch that. So Shlomo instituted washing hands for truma. Along came Shammai and Hillel. And they said, not enough for truma. People should really wash their hands. Shlomo did it for kachim. Shammai and Hillel did it for truma. And then Shammai and Hillel said, you should really do it for everything. You should wash your hands. You should wash your hands every morning. No one wanted to listen to them. Their institution wasn't accepted. Their students were able to institute it.
Wait. What opinion wasn't it accepted that we should wash our hands for everything?
That wasn't accepted from Shammai and Hillel, but rather from their students.
Okay.
But the fact that the concept exists already in the Torah seems to mean that even though the rabbis only instituted it as obligatory for every Jew towards the period of the end of the Second Temple, it seems like the concept was known long beforehand. Okay. The rabbis didn't force us to do it, and the common folk who didn't know Kriya Shema or benching or anything else, they weren't doing it, but the knowledgeable ones, they did do it. And quite possibly they made a blessing on Netilas Yadayim. Because you see, in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, every Jew was supposed to make 100 blessings a day.
Yeah.
How could they make 100 blessings a day if they didn't have all of these blessings? So it seems like even though the blessings weren't instituted as an obligatory thing for every Jew, but the Jews were aware of the blessings and were aware of the capacity to do these things, it was only later that it was instituted as obligatory upon every Jew. That's what it seems. I don't have a direct proof, but I'm showing you what the logical sources for what I'm saying is. Fair enough?
Thanks, Rabbi. Your answer was really, really interesting.
Thank you.